My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
So you think he went from annoyed to annoyed annoyed?
Super annoyed. Okay. Yeah. I think he's super annoyed, and I think it's because even if he does show up at practice, he's going to be on the kiddie field like Jimmy Garoppolo. He's going to be on the side jogging and and running or yogging.
That's better than not showing up. I think this goes nuclear based on because there's an intricacy to something Kyle said, and we'll play all of it for you. And John Lynch is going to talk here in 13 minutes, and it'll be right here live on Withered and Dibbs. So stay right where you are. But there's an intricacy when he said BA has been cleared by doctors. This phony baloney back and neck injury that Brandon has been dealing with helps him avoid fines. Kyle says he's been cleared to play, which also means he's been cleared to be fined.
Exactly.
And when asked, would you fine him if he doesn't go out there, it was kind of a, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, type of an answer.
Yes.
So,
which probably means yes, he will be. If, you know, if these things continue down the road, if he's able to play and he's supposedly at practice today, he should be in 27 minutes. And if he's not and he's cleared to play, well, then he is going to be subject to fines.
Here's what Kyle said on that.
I've been working on the 53, the practice squad. I haven't talked to him. I know he's been cleared by our doctors. So I hope that he's out there practicing today.
Okay. You've been cleared. So you're good to go. You're healthy. Go ahead and practice. If not, you can definitely be fined. He was asked, would you discipline Ayuk if he doesn't practice?
Since your doctors have said he's healthy, if he refuses to practice, would you discipline him?
I'll deal with that when that happens, if that happens.
So just to clarify, if he practices, that's not any sign that anything's close one way or the other in terms of a contract extension?
No.
Right. So I'd like to retract what I said in the crossover about John Lynch coming out and saying anything definitively. I don't think that anything definitive is going to come out of John's mouth as it pertains to Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, unless it was like an awesome 17 minutes.
Right.
I don't know what's going on over there right
Kyle's
now.
Kyle's response right there, the, no.
No.
Like, really? Like, how do I say this? Like, are you blank and crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, do you know how far apart we are? Do you understand how much he's asking for?
That was like so rude receptionist. Type of an answer. No. Yeah.
Can I get in and see Mr. Jenkins? No.
No, I'm sorry.
His schedule's full. Try a week from Wednesday.
Would this work as a backstage pass? No.
Totally.
No, I don't think so. Would Brandon go ahead and just play on that fifth-year option?
Is this reach a point where he could play on his fifth-year option without a revised contract?
Just like I think I've said from the beginning, it's reached a point where all options could happen, and nothing has changed on that.
It's reached a point where all options could happen, though that's what I've been saying the whole time, so it's also not never been that point. It's always been that point.
Right, but that point, I think, is even more, I think, telling now, because the only option that doesn't feel like it could still happen would be a trade. And I guess they could trade him as the year's going on.
Why
and,
not?
Well, I mean, if you're an acquiring team, you could, but it feels like, I don't know, and he said the 53-man roster is very fluid, I mean, so it could still happen.
Teams are in acquisition mode right now.
Yeah.
That's what roster cutdown day is. People are doing stuff. They're calling each other. They're moving. They're shaking. They're picking up people that other people dropped. I'm with you. It's unlikely. It's complicated and difficult, but I don't think it's like... I don't think it's off the table.
No, and I guess all options are still on the table and stuff.
Leonard in Fairfield has a conspiracy theory on BA. I'm here for this. Hi, Leonard. What are you doing?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm picking my son up from school.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, so look. What if they force him to practice? And then he really tries to say he got hurt and doesn't want to play any games and all that stuff. I look at it as when Debo and Kittle signed their deal and they got their money, I'm pretty sure they negotiated and they lowered. They didn't go full pedal to the metal talking about, I want this price or nothing else. You know what I'm saying? But
well,
that's all I want.
Yeah, Leonard, I'd say this, and I hope your son had a good day at school. Happy hump day to your son. But here's what I would say. I know that our minds work this way. We love television. We love TNT and TBS and HBO Max and Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime. Why? Because we love drama. And so our minds work that way. What if Brandon shows up and he makes up an injury? This is a multi-billion dollar industry with phenomenal doctors. And if you want to try to play that, you know what I mean? Like Jalen Ramsey did that once upon a time. He got his butt traded. Now Jalen may be like, and that was a good thing. I went to a better team and I got a lot of money. Okay, that may be where this goes. But that's kind of what I mean. If you want to get dishonest with the Niners, then I think a trade very much comes back into play. Then it becomes, dude, we don't want you the person here.
Exactly.
If you start playing games like that.
And he may have already played some games like that.
Maybe,
I mean, if he's now being cleared by doctors with a back and a neck issue that he maybe didn't actually have, and he did that so he could avoid being fined, then that already plants a seed of disingenuousness. I'm not saying that's the case, but if that was the way it goes, like if... You and I are doing a show, and I suddenly call our boss and say, you know what, boss, I'm going to need to take about 12 weeks off because I'm having a mental health crisis. And then next thing you know, my passport is stamped with such places as Prague, Paris, Rome, and Milan. Well, that becomes a little bit of a problem. Turns out you didn't really have a mental health crisis, and you're using a fake injury to get some free time off. And I'm not saying he's doing that, but there are different ways to go about, you know, playing the loophole of any corporate environment.
My guess would be this whole back and neck injury thing was kind of greenlit by the Niners. Like, well, okay, tell you what, let's do a back injury while we talk this out. Kind of a sign of not good faith, because I don't really think the two have a whole lot of faith in one another right now.
Yeah.
But like a sign of like, okay, let's put this over here while we try to hash this out. But they got to today with the understanding of, and that's the end of that. So that's the end of your fake back injury, and now we boogie. You get your helmet or you don't. And I'll say this, and I've said it all summer, and I've taken a lot of hits because of this. That whole leverage conversation, we have now officially reached the time where the 49ers, they can exert their leverage on this situation if they want. If a trade, as you say, is sort of like off the table, and Brandon doesn't practice, they can start finding him. Or if he does practice and then not playing the games, now he's losing $900K per week. And that's kind of what I've been getting at all summer. It's like you can say Brandon's about to get paid and Brandon can force to another team and Brandon can this, that, and the other. But if you get to the end of the summer and you're still sitting here, brother, you're out of bullets.
Well,
what are you going to do?
And I was actually thinking about that earlier.
That's why he's going to
practice
about
today. That, like, if it's direct deposit or if you go in your locker and there's that envelope and you open it up and it's like pay to the order of Brandon Ayuk, and his check is for like whatever, $612,000 or whatever it is after taxes. It might even be less than that, but you just get that every week. You get, it's not quite 900, whatever the gross number is. It's about 870. After taxes, it's probably about 500 grand, and you get that every week. Man, that'd be tough to say no to.
Do you get paid for your bye week?
I would imagine, yeah.
You get paid for the bye week? Do they just get paid over 18 weeks?
Probably.
In the NFL?
That's a super question.
All right. 14.1. Hang on.
Divided by 18. Yeah.
Bunch of zeros, right?
Bunch of zeros.
14.1000. That's 1.4. Okay. 14.1 divided by 18. Boy, we've been actually giving him too much money. It's $783,333. Right.
That's divided by 18. If you don't get paid for the bye week, then it would be slightly more. But the point
is,
it gets split up into 18 installments.
18 payments. Okay, so $783,000. And then what's Uncle Sam going to grab out of this?
Well, the state's going to get their 14% now.
Yeah, like usually, give or take, at this level,
it's about half.
You're
going to lose half.
If agents and all that stuff or whatever. Let's say taxes are 35%.
Plus the state now.
No. That's, all told.
Yeah, it's more than that, but that's
274.
Fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's a half a mil.
Clean.
It's a clean half mil.
It's a take-home half mil. All because you want more. And so...
He's playing.
Practice starts in 17 minutes, and I'm refreshing my Twitter for the first tweet to go out of old number 11. He's in a blue jersey. He's in the blue.
Well, he won't even need a blue because he's not going to go out there.
Right, but whatever he's going to be wearing.
He's not going to be in between the lines.
Is he even there? Is he out there? Where is Brandon Ayuk? Where is the Brandon Ayuk?
I mean, he'll be there. He'll Marshawn Lynch the hell out of this thing.
I'm just here so I don't get fined. He might have already started that.
But if he doesn't play, let's answer our own question. And you can too. John Lynch in 2 minutes, but 888-957-9570. If he practices, it means what? If he doesn't practice, it means what? How would you answer that? If he practices, it means what?
It means that the game continues. The game of I'm holding in and now I'm practicing, but I'm just doing some light jogging on a side field because this is what I'm supposed to do. It's Jets week. If he's not practicing, that means that he's either about to be traded or he's fully dug in on like going full Trent Williams here.
I largely agree with kind of where you're at. I like just to give the quick kind of punchy answers on this. If he doesn't practice, it means this is about to go nuclear.
Exactly.
If he does practice, it means that Brandon Ayuk has overplayed his hand.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
That's what I think.
I don't think that. I think that Brandon Ayuk is just kicking the can down the road.
Running out of time.
He is.
Big time.
But if he practices, he continues to avoid getting fines, and he practices, and he's hoping that a deal still gets done, or that he gets dealt.
I hear you, and he could practice, and I could say, oh, now he's lost his leverage, but they could agree to something at 9 o'clock tonight. So I hear you, but at what point, if you're Brandon and the agent, do you look and see what's happening around you? Like, watch what's happening around you. Think of the list of things that's happening around you. You are not a Steeler. You are not a Commander. You do not have a contract. Debo is in phenomenal shape. They have drafted two receivers. They have signed another receiver. They have kept an extra receiver. The 49ers are literally putting a battleship together as best they can for life without Brandon Ayuk. And he's sitting there now with a week and a half to go thinking that what is going to happen? He's overplayed his hand. The Niners have misplayed this too. But Brandon, I have no doubt of that in my mind. He's overplayed his hand.
Don't think he's overplayed it yet. And there's still 12 days again, until the opener.
If he practices. Yeah, if he practices.
If he practices, I don't think that he's overplayed it. I think that he's continuing to slow play it and realizes that, you know, he can still get that first 900K or 800K or whatever that first payment is.
783K.
He's practicing and he's getting ready for week one. I don't think that he's overplayed it yet. If we get a couple of games into the season and he still isn't healthy enough to play, or they don't feel like he's ready to play, now he's starting to get into a spot where he's sacrificing future dollars because his numbers.
That's what I'm getting at.
I think he still has a couple of week buffer into the year before he, quote, overplays his hand.
I think he's already messed with his numbers this year. No question in my mind. He has already messed with his numbers this year. Don't you think?
Depends on if he plays week one or not. It looks like right now he's probably not going to play week one. That would be my guess.
Even if he does, it's not going to be at the full complement that it would have been. And the Niners.
Yeah, but I don't think that his numbers are as important as him playing 17 games.
Oh,
because his numbers last year were not the best numbers in football.
From analytics standpoint,
analytics. Yeah.
But that's what they're doing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.